Welcome to the Well One Connection, a podcast from Huron Regional Medical Center. The right care is right here.
I am joined today on the Well One Connection podcast by Jasmine and Ellie, who have been in our reps program here at HRMC. When did you guys get here?
About 4 weeks ago.
Yeah, Jasmine's been here for 4 weeks. I've been here for three.
Yep. Okay, yeah. All right. So we've been real happy to have you. You've been seeing lots of the hospital. So first, if you would just introduce yourselves.
So I'm Ellie Gubrud. I'm from St. Paul, Minnesota. And I just finished my first year at Sanford School of Medicine. I'm here with the reps program because I just really don't have much experience with critical access or just rural medicine in general. Being from St. Paul, you don't really see a ton of farm injuries out there or learn about that, or I just wanted to get experience. I went to Grinnell College in Iowa, and that was in a small town too. I don't remember the population size, but it was pretty small, and it's actually similar to Vermilion, where USD is, and I think that, yeah, I really liked living there too. So yeah. I feel like
so did that kind of key you in or lead you down the path of maybe exploring a little bit more rural?
Yeah, because I think sometimes if you haven't lived rural or you don't really know what it's like, the pace of life down here, it's nice to... Yeah, there's good things about just knowing your community and seeing the same faces everywhere you go.
And you played basketball, right?
I did, yeah.
Yeah, had a very busy undergrad career, obviously. That's pretty hectic when you're playing a collegiate level sport and doing that. So you chose the reps program because of kind of wanting to explore that a little bit more. How did you hear about the reps program?
A couple of our advisors or our professors sent us emails telling us about it, and it just looked really interesting. I thought, okay, I need something to do this summer. With med school, it's, you go through the year and you have summer break, but it's I figured I'd want to keep moving a little bit because I don't want to forget how to be a student.
Right.
Yeah. Yep. So it was between this and a couple other things, like different little internships, and I just thought, okay, I'd probably get to do more out here and get to learn about an area I don't really know about. I think that's another thing too, is just pushing yourself outside of your comfort zone. It's good practice for when you get into your clinical rotations and you gotta meet somebody new every day or go here or there. So yeah, it's been fun. It's been good.
Great. So Jasmine, that leads me to you. We'll start backwards with you a little bit. So why and how did you choose the reps program?
All right, so I decided to do the reps program. So first off, I heard about it at Dakota Wesleyan, where I go to school. I had some people who had gone to school there before, graduated, they're nurses now, and they had done the program before, and I had heard really good things about it. And they're like, you get to experience this. And some people went to different areas, not just Huron, so they had a really great experience. And then our instructors talked to us more about it, so we were introduced to that, and I thought, hey, it's a really good opportunity to get to see what rural health care is like in a smaller town, similar to my town that I live in, Mitchell, but something to experience that close healthcare setting.
That is wonderful. Mm-hmm. So you are in Mitchell and you're a student at DW. Tell us a little bit about yourself, where you know, your hometown, or just a little bit about who Jasmine is.
Yeah, so my name is Jasmine Solicito. I live in Mitchell. Now we're away from Huron. It's not very far. I go to Dakota Wesleyan. I'm just finished junior year of nursing school. I'll be starting senior year off here this fall. My hometown is in Washington State, so Spokane, Washington, but I've been here in Mitchell for just about 6 years, so I consider it. I've graduated high school, everything, have so many friends and just people that I know there, but...
So it is home. You're not too far from really what home is. Good, good. And so your experiences here with the reps program have been pretty varied, but you both chose very specific fields, obviously, in healthcare. Jasmine, what made you decide to start nursing school and to go down the pathway to become a nurse?
So when I first started looking at careers and stuff, I've always been interested in something in the medical field. When I was little, I wanted to be a doctor, then I wanted to be a firefighter, something like that. But ended up choosing nursing because after learning a little bit more about it, I know in nursing, you get to really take care of people on a one-to-one level. You get to actually have that connection with people, just depending on the setting you work with. You get to create those connections with people and actually be working together and doing hands-on stuff with people to get them to be better.
Cool.
Yeah.
That is very cool. And Ellie, there are lots of sciences and all of that. Is that kind of what it is? Is it undergrad sciences that led you to medical school, or have you had this dream forever?
That's a mix of things. I think for me, growing up, I've just always been exposed to the medical field. My dad is an ER doc. My mom was a physical therapist for a while, then she had four kids, and then that was maybe put on the back burner a bit. But yeah, I've just always known about it, and I didn't really think I wanted to do it at first. But yeah, we've just had a lot of medical issues in my family too, and I think you see that firsthand and how it affects your life. And I was always just grateful for everything the providers did for us. And then going on into college, I wasn't really sure. You learn to read Latin or ancient Greek, and then I thought, okay, maybe this would help me with medical terminology. And then I really liked it, but I liked it because it makes you think. You have to learn a lot of facts, and then you have to put them together. And then I thought, okay, I'll take a chance on just like a job in the medical field, and I became a scribe, and then saw firsthand, oh, okay, that's exactly what doctors do too, because you have to take the information that's given to you and work through it and use it to help somebody.
So has this experience helped you guys solidify and maybe find some specific areas that you're going to be more drawn to in your fields? Jasmine, I know you had maybe a couple fields, a couple areas of nursing that you were probably more so interested in?
Yes. Yep.
Okay, so what is that? How did you come to that?
So I've always been interested in OB, but I'm also into kind of emergency medicine too. So looking into that fast paced, that stuff too. So now in this experience has solidified that I want to do either one of the two. I'm still torn between the two, but I'm like, I still have time to decide, but I really am enjoying those two areas.
Mm-hmm. How about you, Ellie? Anything you have some time, obviously.
Yeah, I'm still rotations. Ways on.
Find that thing that just kind of sets you in that direction.
Yeah, for me, I think I came in just dead set thinking, okay, I'm going to do orthopedics because being an athlete, unfortunately, my teammates have had a lot of injuries. Kind of one that I'm interested in is ACL injuries in female athletes because those are pretty common. But yeah, being in medical school, I'm still interested in it, but there's a lot of stuff I like. I like OBGYN. That was a pretty fun day. interested in women's health, too. And so even I didn't think I'd like radiology as much as I did.
I'd mentioned is that you get maybe a broader scope. Do you get to see more, a little bit more because we are rural and smaller and maybe do more and see more and get a little bit more involved? Where did you go? What did you see? Give me a little bit of a rundown. I just went through the cafeteria line and you two were the best.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I was serving that Alfredo. Everybody we'd met come by. Like, hey, what's up?
So, I mean, from everywhere from pharmacy to the floor, just like an OB, emergency, just physical therapy.
PT. The first one I was there for was internal medicine in the physician's clinic.
The clinic.
That was fun too, because
getting to see the clinic side.
The clinic
side
too.
Did you rotate with Dr. Octaviani or Danielle?
Yeah, I did. Yeah,
okay. We did with a few different providers.
It's awesome too to just get to pick the brain of people who you're following. Probably get a little annoying with the number of questions, but it's
that's why they say yes to those things, and it probably wasn't too long ago that they were asking those questions.
A couple of great resources, and I've been getting good advice from everybody on how to study for our boards and everything, which it's
they come frequently,
something you ask everybody. just getting to be in like the OR for me, because I'd only really ever been in there once.
What surgery did you observe?
You got to see a couple different procedures get done too, but I did go to one with you. Was it a
lap coli? Lap coli.
That's when we got to see together.
I really liked PT too.
Is there anything that you saw that you were like, nope, not ever gonna do that, not gonna happen, or not really?
It wasn't funny at the time, but we went for a wound care day. And we're in there, and there's an injured, and Jasmine, of course, is just stone-faced, stone cold, just in there, and I'm watching them treat the wound. And I'm like, oh, it's getting hot in here for some reason. I don't know. So I had to step out. And
sure.
Just, yeah.
But it that's was, okay. That's okay.
It maybe was you good. Just I'm learned like, that. Maybe not. I don't yeah. know.
It might have been the day. It could have yeah, just been the, I blame it was the morning.
I hadn't gone to Don't Spill the Beans yet, so I think that's what the issue was.
That's right.
I think if I had a latte, I would have been fine.
Yes. But,
yeah.
So that's also something. You experienced some rural in your collegiate years, and then yeah. coming from Mitchell, fairly yeah. rural community, you've got to experience our community as well, and I hope felt very welcomed. Is there anything you learned or felt that made you a little bit more aware of rural communities and maybe the relationship between rural individuals and their medical care? Like how necessary it is or anything you noticed?
I think Ellie and I have talked about it before too, just getting to work with providers and all the staff, just from any department or anything that gets to work with the patients, you get that kind of one-on-one level of care between patients and their providers, because they get to meet you and they get to know their patients really well, and they become your friends. And when you come back again, you get treated as part of their family, which is what we it was really interesting to see more for Ellie too, since she's from a bigger city. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You see that difference between kind of the bigger yeah. healthcare versus the rural.
It was surprising being here, and then you would see a patient that you'd seen somewhere else, and they'd recognize you and be like, oh yeah, how are you doing? Just everybody was super welcoming.
Yes. And not just here, also in the just yeah. the city of Huron. It's been really nice getting to meet people around in the different stores, different foods, all that stuff too.
Your time is coming to an end here, and as much as we've yeah. absolutely loved it and hope to see you come back again someday, because we always have the opportunity for rotations with medical school and those types of things. But what's next for you guys? Ellie, I think your next is coming very quickly, yeah. right?
Yeah. So I have the next week, I'm flying out to Guatemala. We go on this medical trip where I have a bunch of med students of different years go down and treat people. And it's a free clinic. So it's a chance to go see Guatemala, and it's a chance to help people out.
Wonderful. And Jasmine, I just learned today that you might be able to see us a little bit more here.
So yeah,
what
so
are your next plans?
You're not getting rid of me just Yay! Yet.
Oh, yeah.
yeah, so I just found out too, yesterday I got the opportunity to talk to one of the coordinators between the program also, and getting the opportunity to come here between July and August. So between that time around, to do the CEP program, to come and shadow OB. I would be in that area shadowing a nurse and being with her and getting to complete different skills in that area. So I'm super excited about that.
That is wonderful.
Yeah. I think that was a cool thing too. Yeah. I got to practice some skills. I know you mm-hmm. put a Foley in.
Yeah. That, yeah. On top of that was one that we both got to do skills that we hadn't done before when we were right. up on OB last week. So yeah.
We're so happy that you guys came and
experienced.
Thanks
for having us. Appreciate yeah. getting the chance to learn from everybody here.
Yeah, we really enjoyed yeah. being here and how everybody's yeah. been really welcoming and just, they've
patients,
been wonderful.
Providers, everybody.
Everyone.
Good. Yeah. Yep, we're all happy you're here and that someday you might be the ones taking care of us. We certainly appreciate it and wish you both the best in all of your future studies.
Right, thank you. Right.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks for listening to the Well One Connection. This podcast is informational only and not intended to replace the advice of your healthcare provider. Huron Regional Medical Center, online at huronregional.org.